Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, last week I talked about movies from East Asia. The Real Asian Film Festival is still going on north of Toronto. And the EU Festival of European Films opened downtown last night. But if you look at any map and you look for this place called Asia, you'll find this massive body, this huge slab taking up most of the space. But there's no Asia there. There's no Europe. It's a made-up concept. There's just one huge Eurasian continent. There are cultural differences for sure, but the geographical distinctions are dubious at best. So this week I'm going to talk about a European movie at EU where so-called Asians from Anatolia immigrate to Germany, and an animated film from China filled with Western icons like McDonald's and BMWs that most of the people can never afford, and finally a film from the U.S., which is about, well, America. Okay, first, Piercing One, directed by Liu Jian. This is an animated film from China, released a few years back, that played at the Real Asian Film Festival, but it's taken on a new resonance. It takes place around 2008, when Wall Street was crashing, real estate bubble had burst, and Obama had been swept into office in a tidal wave of hope that he would fix some of the things that Bush and Cheney had been allowed to ruin. Meanwhile, in China, the economy there was feeling the ripple effect of the recession in the U.S. But this animated film deals on the personal level with how it affected two regular guys, two buddies in southern China who hang out at night eating noodles, wearing dark hoodies. Da Hong has long hair. Zhang has a little scar near his eye. They hang out chain-smoking cigarettes as they try to come up with some way of making a bit of money. But they're stymied at every turn by the greedy businessmen and the corrupt police all around them. So Zhang gets beaten up by a security guard at the place he works. But instead of an apology from his boss, he loses his job. So he gives up on his urban dream and decides to take the train back to his village. But just before he catches the train, he sees this old lady, victim of a hit and run. So he calls an ambulance. He takes her to the hospital, the Good Samaritan. He waits to make sure she's okay. But guess what? This woman's daughter is this nasty cop who blames Zhang for the accident. She says, why else would someone help a stranger unless they're guilty of a crime? So now he gets beaten up by the cops, and bad turns to worse as he and his friend get dragged into this complex, corrupt bribery scam involving his ex-boss. So some of you may have heard this story that happened, a really sad story happened a couple weeks ago about a little girl named Yue Yue in China, who was run over and left to die and ignored by like a dozen people just walked past her on the road before someone finally tried to save her. People wondered, how could this happen? But in this movie, they deal with the consequences that a good Samaritan has to bear when faced with a culture rife with low-level corruption. So what's especially interesting about Piercing One is its look. The director, Liu Jian, an artist, has this rough, dark, two-dimensional animation style combined with a sort of Beavis and Butthead layout, the two guys trading profanities and their very funny conversations about their dismal lives, combined with the dark intrigue of street crime. So Piercing gives a seldom-seen look at the left behind in southern China. Okay, leaving Asia now and skipping across the continent to Europe. So the EU Festival is now on in downtown Toronto. It's a unique festival for a couple of reasons. First, it's sponsored by all the different European consulates, each of which show one movie. So you get to see the original Czech, Polish, Danish, Spanish movie, not just ones in English. Second thing is they have some really cool Q&As that go with some of the movies. For example, there's one on the 19th on how to do an international co-production. By a producer, Michael Dobbin, who's producing a Hungarian-Slovenian-Canadian co-production called The Maiden Danced to Death. And what's the third interesting thing about the EU Festival? It's free. All the movies are free. You just show up. I recommend 45 minutes early, and they hand you a free ticket to all these movies. Can't beat the price. So I'm going to talk about one movie today called Almania, Willkommen in Deutschland. That's Welcome to Germany. Directed by Yasmin Samdarelli. Okay, three generations of a German family gathered to hear an announcement. The grandfather, Hussein, played by Vedat Erinchen, has been picked to give a speech before the Chancellor Angela Merkel because he was the millionth plus one immigrant back in the 60s when Germany first let in the guest workers. But his grandson, Cenk, played by Raphael Kusuris, a little boy, can't speak a word of Turkish, and in school the kids bully him because he doesn't know anything about his Heimat, his ancestral homeland. Is he Turkish? Is he German? He doesn't know. So his sister Kenan tells him their family history. The movie jumps back and forth between the 60s and the present day, where the grandpa decides to take everyone back to Turkey, some for the first time, for the fall vacation. This is a very endearing movie with a feel of Amélie, nostalgic but not kitschy. It's a German movie, but completely told from the viewpoint of German-Turkish family as they struggle to understand a new culture and language and life. Some funny scenes in the movie where one of the sons thinks Germans worship a dead guy and practice cannibalism at mass each Sunday. The grandfather's afraid they'll soon be wearing dirndls and lederhosen and eating pork knuckles if they take on the German citizenship. And none of them can understand that strange, lilting Bavarian accent at first. It's not the German they were expecting to hear. But the movie shows a gradual assimilation and a shift in cultural attitudes, intermarriage, and changes in the German melting pot. I like this movie a lot, except for a little bit of cornball near the end with slow-motion laughter and tears. Ugh. But in general, the movie leaves you with a really good feeling. Good acting, good story, simple, well-made movie. Now, across the Atlantic to Philadelphia, USA. So next movie, Kevin Hart, Laugh at My Pain, directed by Leslie Small and Tim Story. This is a stand-up comedy movie about and starring Kevin Hart, a short African-American funny man. Movie's in three parts. Okay, the first part, most boring part, is just him showing his life in the neighborhood of Philly where he grew up, his cheesesteaks, his school, his home, his homies, strictly for fans. If it was TV, I'd change the channel. But the second part, most of the movie, is of a stand-up performance in front of a huge audience where he talks about his parents, school, church, wedding, funerals, middle class, money troubles, pretty MOR stuff, just a little bit funny, like his aunt who pretend faints at a dramatic function at church or his father who goes commando under his sweatpants. Some laughs, he imitates the characters and stuff, but he's really on his game in the middle. When he starts talking about sex, and when he gets into this physical performance he's really good at. So he jumps around the stage. He's on the floor. He's attacking a chair. He's doing hula hoop motions. He's letting his mic mimic how he pictured his father when he was a little kid. He tells about his inner thoughts when he's on the dance floor at a club. It's really funny. He totally owns the crowd during that section. Then there's a third part, skit comedy, which has its ups and downs, slow to start, but stick around for this. He eventually gets into this really funny scene. It's an imitation of Reservoir Dogs, and he gets distracted from robbing the bank by a flirty bit, but demanding bank teller. So Laugh at My Pain has its good parts and its boring parts, but it's always fun to see a stand-up comic up on the screen. Laugh at My Pain opens today. Check out your local listings. Almania Welcome to Germany is playing at the EU Film Festival, running all week. Check the listings at eutorontofilmfest.ca. And Piercing One played at Real Asian Film Festival. Go to realasian.com and try to catch Buddha Mountain, a great movie from China about three disaffected youth who find common ground with an angry, depressed Peking opera singer. It's in Thornhill this weekend if you missed it last week. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.